You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, a lot of times in life you think, well, all the concepts are spoken for, or all the ideas, and they've already been sort of milled over. This is a great idea, and it's, in a way, new and revolutionary, I think, and it's fantastic. Beanstalk HQ. It's Pittsburgh's first family-friendly co-working play space and cafe, and it's in Wexford. And it's a place I think that we need to investigate just a little bit more in a good way and tell you about. Let me welcome in co-founder of Beanstalk, and it's Anna Maria Carnes right now. Hi, Anna Maria. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you for that warm introduction.
Well, yeah, it is. Conceptually, it's something that, and I guess I'll get this out there. My wife works from home. Now, my children are older. They're in their teens. But when so many people think about working from home, even
when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
If they have children, people think about others who work from home, and they think, well, they're at home, they can go do this or they can do that. But my wife always explained it like this: act like I'm at the office, and unless you're on fire or bleeding, I can't be bothered. They're actually working, you know, and I think that a place like yours is able to provide the adult the place to work and the child a place to be a child. Do I have that right?
That is right. Exactly.
Explain exactly what you do.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, you explained it well. Basically, for remote parents or stay-at-home parents who need a break, we provide an amazing play space and education center with awesome staff so that your kids are playing freely, making friends, and interacting with our staff. And then you, as the parent, the working parent, or the stay-at-home parent, or, you know, whoever the child, you know, caregiver is, they can either choose to go into our co-working space that has like a great desk and monitors and things like that and a place to take a Zoom call, or they could go into the cafe and just get a cafe, catch up with a friend while their kids are playing, or work from the cafe. So that's basically what we offer. We're very much like a family-friendly hub, but that's the basics.
Anna Maria Carnes joining, co-founder of Beanstalk HQ. You can look it up. It's in Wexford. Do you find most of your clients are people who are repeat clients, or it's a one-off, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, we definitely, so our membership is really amazing. It comes down to like $6.60 an hour. So that's, you know, for childcare, that's phenomenal. And so we do have a lot of repeat members that come in and get the monthly membership. But we also have, we've made it so that people can come for an hour if they just need an hour to like be on their cell phone or something, or something like that. They can come in, people come in all the time for the first time. Some people, they buy a pass where they could come like, you know, whenever they kind of need to. So it really depends on the customer, but we get all, definitely. We love our members because they're there consistently. But we get lots of new people all the time, and then people that are coming 2, 3, 4 times.
And
the just depending on what people need.
The child care is first class, and the things that you have for children is first class. It's not like, okay, kids, let's just go in a room while your mom or dad works out there. There's activities,
no,
it's hands-on and things like that, right?
It is amazing. We've been doing camps all summer. We have so many fun things planned for the fall for the kids, and they are learning, engaging. Our director of our children's play space was actually a Montessori teacher and owner of a preschool for 25 years. So we have just incredible experts working with us, and child caregivers, even having their K through 12 Pennsylvania certifications, things like that. So it's pretty amazing.
From a concept standpoint, what was the spark to this, and what brought it about, and it kind of was the impetus to opening it up?
Yeah, well, I mean, like anything, right? You have all these different encounters in your life that kind of add to these things that happen. But one, of course, is COVID happened. We had a daughter, March of 2020. We were literally leaving on March, 14th, and they were closing down the hospital. So we were right in the midst of both of us, all of a sudden, who had worked, in the office. I work at Pitt, and my husband was in the robotics industry. All of a sudden, we were remote, and we didn't go back. It just stayed remote for very long. I mean, now it's hybrid, right, at the University of Pittsburgh. So, that was one of the things. It was like, wow, what do we do? It was a whole new world, and the world has changed. And as we talked to friends and things, their lives had changed because all of a sudden, all their friends were also remote and stayed remote. And then they were having babies, and they were like, well, I don't know. Child care is so expensive. Daycare is so expensive. I want to see my baby. And, all these things that they were trying to figure out how to do life with this new world that has happened with remote work. And the burnout and the fatigue and the stress of that, of constantly working in this remote world, and the mom guilt you feel when you've got to work and your kid is there and wants to play with you. So that was definitely part of it. I also, many years ago, I was in South Africa. My sister was there, and she was raising her children there in South Africa. And I just couldn't believe how many play spaces they had everywhere. It was like, go for coffee, and there'd be a play space for the children, and there'd be someone to watch the children, and we could have like a coffee together. And that was everywhere. And so when I had a child, I was like, wait, where is this in America? You can, some McDonald's still have like play spaces where you can have a coffee and things like that. But for the most part, that is really non-existent. And so that was another thing. And then going to like Ross Park Mall and being in that play space, if you've ever been in that play space, and seeing the parents around watching, on their phones while their kids are playing. And you can't blame the parents because they're like, oh, I just have a minute for a break. I can like look at my cell phone while my kid plays, And so all these things, just seeing that burnout of parents constantly working, we wanted to give parents an opportunity to, work guilt-free, and for children to have a chance to play. So many times right now what's happening is parents are putting the tablet in front of their kid, mm-hmm. Because, oh, I've got a meeting. Here's the tablet. And so this is another alternative, saying, hey, no, come, bring your kids to Beanstalk and let them play and have fun and make new friends. Well, you can work guilt-free, and see your child. We actually have cameras up everywhere, and there's a window so you can actually see your child play. So, it's a safe environment. So those are just a few things,
No, it's fantastic. And last thing for you, is this just as much for peace of mind for a parent to break out of monotony of working in that same home office every day as it is for a child to go to a fun place? Parents can get burned out by sitting in that same home office every day too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's why it's such a fun hub, because it's a great networking opportunity because you'll meet other parents. We had one of our clients, they had four, when they started at Beanstalk, they had four clients, and they grew within 3 months to 20. So it's really amazing for the parent. It is.
Conceptually, it blew me away. It seems like it's just logic, and it's applied to something that is a business where a lot of people can use, and it generally helps the community and genuinely helps the community. I really appreciate your time today, and again, it's just something that doesn't have any negatives to it. It helps us grow from a parental standpoint. It helps people grow, and it helps their kind of their mental scape too, I think, Anna Maria.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it is fun. It is fun. So definitely, if you haven't come by. And if you are a working parent, you know, we're also open on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. So if you just need a chance to, like, connect with your partner, come and let your kid play while you go hang out in the cafe. So it's a great opportunity for anyone.
Awesome. Well, great stuff. I appreciate it. And I'll give out the address. That's Anna Maria Carnes. It's Beanstalk HQ. It's in Wexford. It's fantastic. It's a shared space, co-working, and a play space and a cafe. Go, if you work from home, work from there one day. Bring your kids, sign them in, and have the peace of mind that they're there and they're Montessori-level childcare and in education that they're going through and having fun while you're just doing your work. It's incredible. I saw it online and thought I needed to definitely talk about it today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.